working against Christ. Judas was continually advancing the idea that Christ would reign as king in Jerusalem. At the miracle of the loaves, it was he who set on foot the project to take Christ by force and make him king. His hopes were high, his disappointment, bitter. Christ's discourse concerning the bread of life was the turning point. He saw Christ offering spiritual rather than worldly good. He thought he could see that Jesus would have no honor, and could bestow no high position on his followers. He determined not to unite himself so closely to Christ, but that he could draw away. He would watch. And he did watch. From that time he expressed doubts that confused the disciples. He introduced controversies and texts of Scripture that had no connection with the truths Christ was presenting. These texts, separated from their connection, perplexed the disciples and increased the discouragement pressing upon them. Yet Judas appeared conscientious. Thus, in a very religious, and apparently wise, way, he was attaching to Jesus' words a meaning he had not conveyed. His suggestions were constantly exciting ambitious desire for temporal preferment. The dissension as to which should be greatest was generally excited by Judas. When Jesus presented to the rich young ruler the condition of discipleship, Judas thought that a mistake had been made. Such men as this ruler would help sustain Christ's cause. Judas thought that he personally could suggest many plans for the advantage of the little church. In these things, he thought himself wiser than Christ.